our very own, and I say our very own because he was actually born here in Mpumalanga. His name is Sipho Eric Ndlovu. You know him as Sambulo, one of the Zulu brothers on the hit TV telenovela drama show on Showmax, and he's joining us on the show today. Sawubona, I don't know if I should call you Sipho or Sambulo. How do I refer to you, Puto?
No, just say Sipho is fine, eh?
Sipho, sawubona, how are you?
How are you?
I am so excited. Firstly, congratulations on this role. You're doing amazing here. And a lot of us are seeing you on screen for the very first time. But quickly, just take us through AMA shows that you've done up until The Wife.
Yeah. Let me first start by greeting all the listeners all over. Mpumalanga, nonke lapho, Naspoti, Kamhlushwa, Pinari, lapho engodini. My name is Sipho. I've been on TV before, guys. Not the first time.
Yeah.
It is the first time, sorry. It is the first time seeing me on TV, so sorry.
You've been missing out.
I've been on TV.
Yeah.
I've been on TV. I've played Zembe on Isibaya. I've played 16 on The Queen. I've played Fiso on Isipho. I've played Marimavi on Omen. I've played Chukulo on Mubango. And I've played even on Deep Sea, Chiel's Tabo. I've been on different shows, and even played Conte from a show in Denmark, Liberty. I was playing Conte there.
Sipho, ukhulumana cheese la. I'm sure you still get amachita from la. Kamga corner, it's sprayed, bagbit am siga. Siga!
Check her
something though. This character, because you seem like you are someone who is talkative, you know, outside of this character, ordinarily you out le shop, le kulmago, nebandu, right, ringa, marangalana, ATV, lagu the wife, ujala this guy, lo quiet, lo tulile. His mission is just to do what he does best, and that is to get you out of the way if you are in the way. How would you say, life in general, compared to the character lena, you've learned ma lessons, og masterisha, logu ijala, le patle?
What I can say is that Sipho is very open-minded, someone who's talkative, someone who's out there, who always wants to have an input in any discussion. But then preparing for the character, Usambulo, it was not an easy task. It was challenging because Usambulo is that kind of character that it's not in competition, it shouldn't compete, shouldn't talk, even if, you understand?
Yeah.
He needs to keep calm at all times, no matter what the family is going through. But the main task for him is to protect the family, but to keep calm, not panic like every brothers if they panic, but he needs to finish whatever is bothering the family. He needs to get it done, you know? So it was challenging because at first I needed to know how will I keep calm throughout the scene, you know? Because when other characters are talking, are putting this, you know, shining and all, doing all everything that they do, but he had to keep calm.
Yeah.
He had to keep calm and keep in mind that this is our job. This is our job that we are employed to do. And we, as actors, we get what we call a character bio. And a character bio tells an actor how to behave, to articulate yourself. You know?
Yeah.
So you don't just have to talk because you're born as an actor who can just talk. But when a character is given to you, you need to respect the character bio. You need to respect how the character behaves, how the character handles himself, how he talks, how he walks, how he... You know, all that. So it wasn't a challenging thing to me, you know. But I was like, I'm up to the task. I'll do this.
In case you just joined us, it's the Wise FM Drive with myself, Lily and Cheese. We're talking to the wife, Sambulo, real named Sipho Eric Ndlovu, from right here in Mpumalanga, Richspruit near Emalahleni. Now, Sipho, please answer this one first before I proceed to the next one, because I just want to figure out, like, what you're doing. Do you like your character, Sambulo?
Yeah, as a Sipho, what I'll say is that I like the character because looking at all the characters that I've played before, I haven't had a character like Sambulo. Actually, I always, even when I wake up, I ask myself, I play this character.
Mm-hmm.
I like this character because it's unique. It's different. It's different, you know. It shines on its own, you know, different from other characters. It's not so. I've played characters where I'm a gangster and I'm given a free role to say whatever I want to say, to behave however I want to behave. But with this one, it taught me that as an actor, you need to follow what is given to you. Mm. Because sometimes as actors, we get too excited forget what is given to you and end up saying, no, let me do whatever comes. You know?
Okay,
but
Sipho,
this one taught me to have, yes.
What I wanted to get to was the fact that because looking as a viewer of the show, looking in, I'm picking up that people don't necessarily like your character, Usambulo. But then again, there's an argument, Joguti, if the character ingathandwa, that means the person portraying that character is doing a really good job, right?
Yes, yes. What I can say is that when I started doing acting, obviously, I went to school. I went to school to study, but I didn't study acting. I studied BA Communications and Media, but acting was part of the subject that I did. So I knew that when you're an actor and you're given a character and you play that character as someone like, I can say, sort of a villain, obviously there are people who won't love your character because you're not always, you are not loved in the society, but you need to do what is good for the story, for the show.
For the sake
because
of the character,
What Sambulo is doing for the show is good. It's working because he protects his brothers.
Yeah.
He's doing what is good for his brothers. But it's not out there to the public, you know. He's not seen as this character that everyone can just think of now and then. But they can think of characters that are love, are in relationships, loving, kissing, and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Bedroom scenes, you know. So somebody's not there. He's out there with a gun and a weed and just protecting a family.
Yeah. Mfowethu, ngenzaba yesikhathi, siyibeke la inkulumo yethu. Thank you so much for flying the flag high. We just wanted to congratulate you, you know, and say, look, we're noticing the great job that you're doing and tell you that we remain proud of you. Manje usa le emanyeven go ba checka gama crazy.
Yeah, man. Now what I can say is that sometimes I get too busy inside, and I do want to come to Mpumalanga. But you know, there are a lot of things that I cannot share on air.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing I can say, as an actor from Mpumalanga and Nelspruit, I have relatives in Nelspruit.
Yeah.
I have brothers and sisters in Nelspruit. I can only appreciate if I'm a businessman, nothing is great, recognize the talent from Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
And when they have events, can they book artists who are born in Mpumalanga? Artists who grew up in Mpumalanga?
Yeah.
Give it back to us so we can give back to the province.
That's
right?
What it is. That's
right,
what it is.
Say.
Yeah. Asibonge kakhulu Mfowethu, sidlulisa lawo mavi lawo ku the powers that be. Sithembe ukuthi nabalaleli nabalaleli bayeva ukuthi uyabathanda uyababingelela. Have a great day.
No, ngibonge kakhulu. Ngithi Mpumalanga sinithanda kakhulu nathi lana. Thank you.
Manje spoiler nyana, what can we expect on the wife?
No, what to expect on the wife is this. People should continue watching. Mina ngithi people should continue watching because there's more coming.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you're gonna get one of those hot and steamy scenes as well, no manja. Mar sobona koi.
There are more scenes coming, but that's gonna rock you.
Hey,
stay with Showmax, you're gonna see more to come.
Well, there you have it.